Psalm chapter 118 verse 8 is what some people that this is the center verse of the Bible. So let us rise up again and let us for meditation of the word and we will pray. Hallelujah. Say here. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. May the Lord God bless this, the reading of His word. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we humble again ourselves and open the doors of our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Lord, please send Thy word manifest in our midst today and bless every one of us and forgive our shortcomings, Lord.
Yes.
We want to reach unto Thee to become a perfect believer in Your sight, Lord Jesus. And thank You for this opportunity. We will bless Thee, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. Now, in our country, you know, I don't preach in my country English. I even read my Bible beside Cebuan. And I also, in Manila, I don't read the Tagalog Bible. I only read Bisayan Bible. So this is my first time, second time, to preach to you in English. The way in Cambodia, I speak slow because there is an interpreter. I can understand, he can understand. I don't know now, because King Yang is not around. King Yang is not there anymore, so it can be a big problem. Now, the center of this scripture is, it is better to put your trust to the Lord.
Amen.
In putting trust to the Lord, it is the grace of God that is abound for us.
Yes.
Now, in the book of Psalm, we can find in the book of Psalm, it is divided into the five sections. The book of Psalm is divided into five sections, means grace. Psalm 1 to, it was divided to one, Psalm 1 to, chapter 1 to 42, then 42 to 72, then 73 to 89, then 90 to 105, then 106 to 150. So the book of Psalm is divided into five divisions. And that's grace. Now in the first book also, this Genesis, the author of this is Moses. He wrote also five books. So when they start, it is grace. And the last part of the Bible is Revelation. It was wrote by Apostle John. There's also five books he wrote. Gospel of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and the book of Revelation. So, this in our country we have 555 sabrinas. But the Bible so speak in the beginning is grace, then in the middle of our life, grace, still grace, then at the end of our life, still grace. Now, chapter 8, verse 4 in the book of Psalm. What time again? We will stop again. I don't know what
just
time.
Just finish the message.
I just finish the message, okay. Chapter 8, verse 4. Yes, chapter 8, verse 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou art had visited him? So that this first group in the Bible, in the book of Psalm, it talks about man. Chapter 1, verse 1, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now, chapter 25, verse 12, what is man? That he that feareth the Lord, then him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. 34 verse 8, blessed is the man that trusted in him. Then chapter 7, verse 23, the way of the righteous man is ordained by the Lord. So this chapters, the first division talks about man. In Genesis, when God created man in his own image, he blessed him. So to subdue the earth, even in calling a man Abraham, God promised to Abraham. Chapter 12, verse 1, talks about man. Now, and I will make thee a great nation, chapter 12, verse 2. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, curse him that curse thee, and they shall all families of the earth be blessed. This thing was repeated to Jacob. Even Jacob deceived his father, deceived his brother, selling the birthright. Then the father also, he deceived the father, because the mother was listening to Isaac. When Isaac said to Esau, go and give me a meat, then make a soup, then after this I will give you my blessing. But when the mother heard it, then he went to the son, Jacob, this is must what you do. So the mother cooked, then Jacob put some goat skin in his neck and in his arm. Then he went to the father, then the father, and said to his father, okay, who are you? Sounds like Jacob. No, I'm Esau. So he deceived his father. But the Bible said, before these two persons went to the mother, God said, I love Jacob and I hate Esau. So what is this man that God give more importance? Now, because God created man in his own image, then he created the world and let the man be in that things that God had are created. Then he can glorify God, because God cannot be seen, but he can be seen only to the things that he had created. So when you see the things, good things in our country, the natural things, not those artificial things, then you can see God is good. God is wonderful. You see the butterfly, oh my name. This butterfly is very nice. The color is very nice. And that is the glory of God. Then you can see that there is God. Mm-hmm. So, then what happened to this man that was created in his own image? Then go to the book of Exodus. Exodus, chapter 1. Hallelujah. Exodus. And 1 verse 7, and the children of Israel were fruitful, increased abundantly, multiplied, and was exceedingly, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a man, new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. At this time, the Pharaoh, or the king of Egypt, does not know Joseph. So he forgot. So he don't, because he do not know Joseph, then the king saw the Israelites, so the Hebrew people are increasingly and they were blessed abundantly. Now this is the time that they became he want to enslave these people.
Right.
Now, but the more they afflicted them in verse 12. The more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. Yep. Sometimes when there are persecutions and temptation or anything that will come to us, some of us will grow more in faith in the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Huh? This is because the kingdom of God is just like a furrow. In Matthew 13, you have the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. It's like pearl. Okay. And this little pearl will grow Matthew chapter 13. Okay. The kingdom of heaven is like, Matthew 13 verse 45, like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who then he had found one pearl of a great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Now this is the life of a believer, because this pearl will grow when foreign things would come to this little object. From inside, when he is hurt by something of the an object, then he will grow. She will grow. The pearl will grow from those outside element that would hit this little pearl.
Amen.
The same thing as we are the believers. When troubles come, when persecution comes, then we will grow into the knowledge of God. The patience will be there. The patience of God that is in us will be displayed. The temperance will be displayed. Then our effort that to overcome, to do the work and leave those wrong works, then it will also be displayed. When people will persecute us, like what Jesus said, with somebody slap your face on the left, give the right one. Huh? So this is what kind of, when Israel was afflicted, they grow.
Right.
This is good for every believer. Now in Psalm chapter 42 to 72, chapter 42 to 72, mm-hmm. It speaks about the coming out of of the people who are in the many problems or bondage of many things. Now, chapter 50, verse 15, pray for me when you are in trouble. Okay? Pray to me when you are in trouble. Right? And I will deliver you, and you will honor me. And I will deliver you, then you will honor me. And this is what the promise of God. Now, this is the second book, the second section of Psalm. So the second book of the Old Testament is Exodus. From our bondage, when this affliction would come to every believer, call unto me and I will deliver thee. Now it goes to the New Testament. Yes, so what is a man? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God wants to save, God wants to preserve the man. And he wants to deliver from all his sins and all troubles. Surely he rescued me from all troubles, and I triumph over my enemies. Chapter 54, verse 7 of Psalms. Yes. This is the second part of the Bible. Psalm 54 verse 7. Surely he rescues me from all troubles, and I triumph over my enemies. Now our war is not only the lust of the things of this world, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, but also what Paul said in 2 Corinthians. Yes, I have remember 2 Corinthians chapter 10, casting down imagination, verse 5.
Yes.
And every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Amen.
Now, not only these things of this world is our enemy, also people who are bringing this Antichrist doctrine outside of the Bible. Yes, and that's why Paul has told us to become an overcomer, put on the whole armor of God. Amen.
Amen.
The most important there is this spirit, is this word, and it is the word of God. We can read it in Ephesians chapter 6. To become an overcomer, yes, put on the whole armor of God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against power, against the ruler of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Yes. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about that with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, let's go back to Psalm 59 verse 1. Deliver me from mine enemies, my God. Protect me from those who attack me. Now, sometimes I have this experience in my church. You know, some people claim that they have this ministry. Well, I thought to me because these people are some people are Americans. I mean, they go to the Philippines, so the ASEAN must look to this American. Then one of the minister told me, do not ask question Russian because they are Americans. What if they are Americans? Oh, they are friends of Brother Abraham. The prophet, you cannot ask questions to the prophet. And you are only an Asian. Okay, so if I ask questions, what happened? He will not help you. Good! If he will not help me money, I will ask questions. Because I don't want to sell my soul to these people. Huh? Yes. Now, before these people came, because we also have this dream. We also believe in a dream. So I thank the Lord that these people coming, I know who are they, who they are. So I went there and then I asked question. Then because of the book that he had wrote, the seven thunders are the fivefold ministry today. So I asked question about these seven thunders. And then because he is an American, then he said, okay. There is something to be changed in my book. So, okay. But the interpreter said, no! The interpreter interpreted, there are thousands of apostles, there are thousands of pastors, evangelists, so the seven thunders. What is the interpretation of what the missionary? Do you know what? The next time the missionary came, the Americans came, do not anymore visit Botswana. Because when they visit Botswana, so they remember, they will be asked question. Even Saul Junsuna always go to Botswana, so in. So we try to have in the table in the house of Brother Abi. Okay, Brother Jackson, we have our Brother Samuel Johnson, we have question. And when we ask questions, about the judgment of the nation, then we ask question, we question him about Brother Abraham said that the judgment of the nation is before 1,000 years of Christ. No, it is after 1,000 years of Christ. So, no, he answered after 1,000 years of Christ. Okay, but one answer, but Brother Samuel Johnson, he also said that after 1,000 years of Christ, the judgment of the nation. Okay, I am wrong, he's correct. Then after that, next year coming, I did not anymore pass by Botswana. Because every time minister would pass by Botswana, we will ask questions. Yes, because we don't want to be deceived by because they are American. No. So, deliver us from mine enemies. Now, these people that will not bring truth to the people, they are the enemies of God. So, our wife, Pragan, is American. So we will also ask questions to him. And I found out that only said, yes, I will answer every question that you are going to throw it to me. So one minister said, you come to our place, please. Answer the question that we are going to ask you. No, I do not come here to answer the question. I come here to preach the word. So, okay. So if you come to preach the word, everyone is preaching the word. If you don't want to answer the question, then prove all things. What the word of God says, prove all things. When you preach, you have to prove that even you are preaching according to the word of God. Because the believers have the spirit of Berean Christian. Yeah? The Berean Christian in Acts chapter 17, Paul was preaching in the synagogue. But the believers, okay, listen to Paul. Then they search the scripture daily. And if it is correct, then they say amen. As one minister said, no, you cannot question Brother Branham of his teaching. Because he's a major prophet. No, never mind. He's not a major prophet. He's only a type of the Old Testament prophet. Now, rescue me from the mire, and let me not sink to, and let me, 69 verse 14. Psalm 69 verse 14. Sometimes I wrote, I cannot read anymore what I read here. Psalm 69, verse 14. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. So this is this section of the Psalm 42 to 72 is redemption, is deliverance to every believer or to every people of God. And that is why the word Exodus followed from Genesis. When Genesis, the people, the man that was created in God's image, commit sin, then God has to deliver them out from their sin. Amen. The same people also in the days of Moses, they were blessed abundantly, but the enemy came. That is, the Egyptian came and want to enslave the believers. But when they are crying unto the Lord, and God told Moses, I had remembered the promise that I had given to their father Abraham.
Yeah.
Yes. He didn't say, how pity you are, okay, I will bless you. No, when the people cried for help, then God remembered his promise to Abraham. The same thing for us. And there's something problem that will come unto us, maybe spiritual or things that is in this world. Because one of our brother in our country, in our place, he is working in a company. Then the company, the manager said, okay, you are fellowshipping in the church? Yes, sir. So you don't have to absent on Sunday because that Sunday is a working day. No excuses today. So first week he goes to the work, but in the second, third, no, sir, I might die. What? I will die, sir. My spiritual soul will die, but my body, okay, because you give us overtime pay, but my soul will die. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that shall proceed out of the mouth of God.
Yes.
So, sir, I'm very sorry. I will resign. Okay, I'm just joking, okay. Report on Monday to Saturday, then. So that's the thing, but my brother was, oh my, I thank the Lord. When I said, I will resign, then he saw my performance good, so he rescued me from those sinking of water. Huh? So to God be that glory. Now, when they are rescued by God, they are to put in Mount Sinai. Then that's Leviticus to the sanctuary. When Israel was on the wilderness of Sinai, God wants to have fellowship with them. The first thing is then these commandments. But the people are also making their own gods, golden calf. So when he gave the commandments, so that the divine fellowship, to have divine fellowship, now the devil come. It was destroyed. Then God said, okay, let us restore the fellowship. Then tabernacle was created, was made by Moses. The tabernacle of Moses was created in the wilderness. This is the restoration of divine fellowship. To everyone, even us. When we receive deliverance from God, then we receive a healing from God, then we have to serve God. Because if we cannot go to the sanctuary and give a thanksgiving and praising God, just like one man in the Bible, in the New Testament, who was healed with his sickness, leprosy, then Jesus said, do not go to somebody. First, you must go to the priest. Mm-hmm. That you are already clean. Right? Now, that's the nature of what God wants us to do. When sin was already outside in our body, then we have to go back to God and then we have to serve Him. Because in Matthew that there was a house that was clean and then the spirit was already cast out, and then he was in the byways. Because maybe of the widow, she felt cold. Then she looked for the house. Oh my, the house is clean already. But nobody stayed. So nobody dwells. So he went, the bad spirit went and invited 7 more spirit. Then they go back and stay to that house. So when we have received the deliverance, then we must have, the next thing for us to do is to serve.
Amen.
Is to serve the Lord God that had given us the deliverance. Amen?
Amen?
Yes, that is true. Because after John, after 1 John chapter 1, you can see it in the 1 John, to see what God, what the Word of God we have in 1 John. Okay, now, fellowship is so important in those people who are already redeemed. Fellowship with the Word of God. As I saw it in the book of Acts, that those 3,000 that had accepted Jesus Christ and were baptized, they continue fellowship with one another. Also in 1 John chapter 3, 1 verse 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus.
Amen.
These things write we unto you, that your joy may be fulfilled. This is now the message. Number 7, and if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. Amen. So second John, then the second part of the book of Psalm and Exodus, then go to Leviticus, there we can have fellowship. After deliverance, there must be fellowship. And that's why Jesus said in His Matthew chapter 29, verse 28, I think, go and preach the gospel to all nations, and then make disciples, then baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, then teach them to observe all things that I have given unto thee. Amen?
Amen.
So some people want to come to me, but also I want to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then after this, I will just fellowship with the Roman Catholic Church. So I told him, okay, never mind. Forget everything. You don't have the. You must believe the Jesus Christ and His Word.
Amen.
Not only Jesus Christ. Whosoever believeth in Jesus and His Word has everlasting life.
Amen.
So do not partial. I believe Jesus Christ, and that people also believe Jesus Christ, but you don't want to follow the Word of God. You don't have revelation. Now, the end of the Pentecost, until I went into the sanctuary, 73 verse 17. 77 verse 13, the way, O my God, is the sanctuary, who is a great God as our God. 78 verse 6 to 9, and He built His sanctuary like in a high place, in the high palace. Okay, now 73 to 79 speak about sanctuary. Now if you talk, we talk about sanctuary, it is in the book of Leviticus. And sometimes we sing, we are the sanctuary of God. Amen? We are the temple of God. So we have to give praises unto Him. Now, 1 Corinthians, Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 or 3, chapter 3, know ye not, 16, know ye not, that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
Yes.
6:19. What know ye not, that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not of your own, for ye are bought or purchased with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So, when God created man, then the man committed sin, then the deliverance came. And after the deliverance, so we are clean, but we have to serve the Lord.
Yes.
Don't stay foot at your house and all. Okay, I'm clean. I will not go and take the Lord. No, we have to be used by God. So this is just like what Brother Branham said, when you clean the glass inside and outside, then use it. Use the glass. If you will not use the glass, then the devil can use it. He may return back to the formal situation. So after deliverance came to us, then we must have this, what we call a service to the Lord. So if we are talking about service to the Lord, then we must go to the sanctuary, and we are all the temple of God. Come, we must go to the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And that is why how so important the sanctuary of God. We are, lift up your hands in the sanctuary, yes. But there is also a song, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Right.
And waiting for that glorification. Now, while we are in this sanctuary, now, Psalm 90 to 106, just talk about our destiny. When we are now justified, you are sanctified. Then what is the next? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Numbers is what the Israelites are experiencing in their way to the promised land. So Numbers speaks about testing and trials of our faith. And that is why we must have faith in God. Then when we go to Promised Land, there is unrest. Because these people that go to the Promised Land after Kadesh Barnea, then after Kadesh Barnea, because in that Kadesh Barnea, they were judged, they murmured to Moses that they are not capable to enter to the Promised Land, because what they saw are the big kingdoms, big people. That Caleb and Joshua saw, what they see is the fruits of the land.
Yes.
So they bring the fruits of the land. Now the land is fertile. But these 10 spies, no, did not see the things because they don't have faith in God.
Right.
They don't have faith in God. So when God said in Numbers, and when God said 20 below shall enter into the kingdom and into Canaan's land, and you all folks will die except Caleb and Joshua.
Amen.
Except Caleb and Joshua who had faith in God. So while they are wandering in the book of Numbers, they are murmuring, then God had to punish them. Huh? Punish them. And then, so it is also for us now, in our services to the Lord, going to the rapture. Okay, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, something like Jesus, Paul said, Yep. This is about the breaking of bread. Breaking of bread. Then, in verse 30, 11:30, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, and we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one another. Now here is the good scripture for us. For when we eat and drink unworthy, eat and drink damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now, for this cause, many are weak, sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. Amen? So, in this unrest of the people in the book of Numbers, as they are walking to the promised land, oh, they are chastened every day by God. So that their faith will not be weakened, huh? So that the faith will not be weakened. Some of them died in going to the promised land. The same thing also of us. Because these things are type and shadows to every believer. But just remember, grace is sufficient to every one of us. Look at Paul when he had the thorn in his body. So he always prayed to the Lord, Lord, take away every this sickness in my body. God said, in your sickness, the grace of God is sufficient.
Yes.
In your weakness, the grace of God is sufficient for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Radha said, okay. That's why some believers said, okay, if this sickness will not come out from me, I will bring it to the rapture. But no, Brother Abraham said, before we will the change of the body, there must be a complete healing of the body.
Yes.
Huh? So I told my brothers, because I have, at that time I have a big stomach, so I'm not healthy because I have big stomach. So I thought, before the rapture, maybe my stomach is not anymore big. Okay? Then, Numbers, a prayer of Moses, the man of God, Lord, has been our dwelling place in all generations. Psalm chapter 90, verse 1. Psalm 90 verse 7, for we are consumed by thine anger and by thy wrath we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of the countenance. All our days are passed away in thy wrath. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Psalm 90 verse 7.
Yes.
Okay? Make us glad according to the days that thou hast afflicted us. So we must be happy when God, if there is affliction in our life, so we must be happy. This is just the story of Job, huh? Story of Job. That Job had many blessings, huh? So he always thank the Lord, he always praise the Lord, he will give alms to the people because he had many blessings. So the devil went to, Job, this is a man, he will not turned back because he had many blessings. So, now, okay, that man is perfect in my sight. Because you give him many things. That's why he keep on pressing you, he keep on thanking you, he giving the people everything. Somebody will help. He give help to the widows, he give to the widows, okay? So one day he said, okay. But if Job have no more money, no more treasure, he will not anymore give thanks unto you. He will not anymore worship you. Okay, let us try. Try. So everything was that happened to Job. My, even all his animal, all his servant died. All his children died. Only one servant went to Job, master, why? What happened? All your sons and daughters died. There was a lightning, there was a thundering, there was an earthquake or a storm that hit the house. All of them died. Then there was a lightning, all of your sheep, cows died. I only escaped, and now I report to you, Job. Even the wife of Job said to Job, okay, everything is no more, Job. You just force your God, and then you just die. Where is that? No. Job said to the wife, foolish, no, without knowledge. I came to this world without treasure, so I can go on to the dust without treasure. Amen? Mm-hmm. Somebody are looking for treasure now. But the treasure is not, we cannot pay our salvation to the treasure.
Right.
Treasure is just nothing. When we die, it's nothing. Okay. So, in this way, we are consumed by thy anger, because the people always complain. But the things make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us. Make us glad. Lord, make us glad. Okay, I just remember Romans chapter 8. I think it was Romans chapter 8. The seven things that would happen to everyone of the believer. And as I told my believers in my church, okay, our nation is facing the big Pacific Ocean, where storms and heavy rains, and tidal waves, or maybe tsunami would come. Because we are facing the big Pacific Ocean, and there's a climate change, so we have to prepare. But I told him, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Mm. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39. Do you know what happened in our country? Last, this consecutive 3 years, the rebel Muslim went to the Sambuanga city. Then 15 days fighting with the government forces and the Muslim rebels. We thought only 3 days, the fighting is over. But no, the rebels are putting their weapons in the houses of the Muslim brothers. So it takes 15 days, more than 15 days. And then Brother David said, oh my, they're all afraid. Huh? The store where Brother Jerry's mother had that big drugstore in front of the market was closed. So 15 days. All the believers, all the Christians that is working, no salary, no work, no salary. Then David said, okay, we will just continue to have fellowship. And I told David said, okay, but David said, maybe the people will not come because they are afraid of these things that happen in their city. No, my, the church is full. I told Brother David, every time there is problem, earthquake, flood, typhoon, war. The people, the Christian people, maybe this is the end of time. So you go back, you enjoy religiously.
Yes.
Why? Yes, I told when there was earthquake in Butuan, many years ago there was an earthquake in Butuan. Oh, the Sunday, the church is full. Yes, the church is full.
So I told him, why are you? Okay, we thank the Lord.
So we pray that every Friday, earthquake, every Friday, earthquake, so the church is full. Yes, because we are afraid of the life, huh? So not knowingly, the fellowship center of Brother David, knowing that there was the bullet hit the church, the roof of their church. And after the service, David said, "Oh, Jerry said, Brother David, look at above. Oh, wow! It's only 2 kilometers from the fighting zone to the church. Only 2 kilometers. That's why I told Brother David, if there are problems, war, or anything, the church is full. But after that, tomorrow, no more." Yeah, just Roman Catholic, huh? The only three times when you go to the church in their life. Huh? When you die, you go to the church. When you get married, you go to the church, okay? When baptismal or ritual of the baby, you go to the church. No more. Huh? Right? That's life, Brother David. Yeah. I thought Brother Roosevelt before, I'm not coming. No! We all come to the church when there is when trouble comes in our nearby. Yeah? So I told him. So the prayer of Moses, the man of God, Lord, has been our dwelling place. Yes, in all generations. Huh? So even 1,000 died on the left side, on the right side, 1,000. God is obligated to protect His children. Amen?
Amen.
He has to protect His children because of this unrest around the world. God has to protect His children. Now, especially this spiritual unrest. Some cannot discern. Huh? Some cannot discern this spiritual unrest. You go there, okay, your pastor is this and this and this, but our pastor is better than him. Okay? So tomorrow they all transfer to the other church. Yes, I told the church, okay, if you are not happy in my fellowship, the door is open now. Huh? It's only 30 kilometers, and there's another church there, and you can fellowship it. And they claim that this church has no Holy Ghost, this claim, nothing. Oh, God, it's okay. Then if you believe Him, then go. I can say, I and my family, we will still serve the Lord. Huh? Yes. So, that is the unrest that the devil is trying to do in my church, but I'm so thankful to the Lord because we overcome. We overcome. Now, for we are consumed by the anger, and make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have sinned evil. Okay. Psalm 107 to 150. This is where Deuteronomy, the last section of Psalm is Psalm 107 to 150. Now, the interesting chapter there is Psalm 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Psalm 119 verse 1. Okay. Psalm 119 verse 2. Blessed are they that keep His testimony and seek Him with the whole heart. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Psalm 119 verse 4. Verse 5. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Huh? Now, one brother in our country, in southern part, in Mindanao, there was a ministerial meeting. So, present your doctrine or what you have in your heart, you have to present. So one of our brother there is Galicia Umpad, present about the absolute, the consistency of the scripture. Then he preached about the absolute, even he used the quotes of Brother Abraham, and he also used the Bible. Then the one minister from Manila said, "Oh, so you're not afraid to teach like that?" Yes. I am not ashamed to stand in the truth. But the only thing is, prove what in lately, they said, oh, we will have our ministerial meeting. Then if you have coats, then you can attend. If you don't have coats, do not attend. So I told him, okay, I will not attend because the people, if you prove them to the Bible, then they said, did Brother Branham say it? Did Brother Branham say that? Like the Godhead, so we prove it in the Bible. Did Brother Branham say it? Do you have quotes that Brother Branham said it? So what is our absolute? The quotes of Brother Branham or the scripture? As well, in Psalm 119, it speaks always to the Word of God. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that shall proceed out of the mouth of God. So very important in the days of Moses, the book of Deuteronomy is the fifth book. Then he speaks about how important is the Word of God.
Amen.
Sacred things belongs unto the Lord. Deuteronomy 29:29. Yes. Sacred things belongs to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus said in his word, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 11, unto you is given to understand the mystery, all the mysteries. Amen?
Amen.
So, book of Revelation is the prophecy that we must understand.
Right.
We must understand. Because if we only read the book of Revelation and then cannot understand, you don't have revelation about the book of Revelation. There is three things that we must know in the book of Revelation. Okay? Three things, okay. Now, Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Okay. Now this is not the revelation of John. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ given the Father to Jesus and to John. Okay. Now, who have record of the Word of God? One. And of the testimony of Jesus Christ, two. And all things that he saw. That's the third thing, huh? The God above us is the Word of God manifest to the people through the prophets. Amen. God with us, that is Jesus Christ, give testimony. Amen? Amen. And Peter, John said, we are the witness of this testimony of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now what's the next? What is the next? God in us. Wow, God in us, huh? John 14:26, John 16:13, when the Holy Ghost would come, he will teach you and guide you into all truth.
Right.
Then the conversion of John, Paul, is that by the 12 apostles who preached unto him? Huh? It is by revelation.
Amen.
Amen. It is by revelation. And that's why carnal people cannot understand revelation. Only those who are spiritual people can understand revelation. Now, the good thing here is Revelation chapter 22, verse 18. I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy in this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. So how important is the Word of God?
Amen.
So Psalm chapter 19 verse 1. Psalm chapter 1 verse 1. Okay. Blessed is a man. Amen.
Right.
Who? Okay, this is my conclusion. Because you want it. You see, we can read in Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the curse was there. Amen. And if we have to obey the Word of God, His statutes, His commandments, then blessings will come unto us. But if we reject, then curse will come unto us. Those are written in the book of Deuteronomy. So it doesn't coincide with the book of Revelation. If you are going to take away what is there in the Word of God, then God has to take our part in the tree of life.
Right.
If we are, then plague will come. Right? So the good thing here is Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is that man, is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Amen?
Amen.
His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law that he meditate day and night. Not only Sunday, we meditate the Word of God, Monday to Tuesday to Thursday to Friday. We are all busy. If you wake up in the morning, we must meditate just one verse in the Bible at the time that. Then before sleeping, then you can meditate the Word of God. Amen. That is what God said to Joshua day and night. You must meditate the law. Then you will prosper. Joshua chapter 1, I think. If I'm not wrong, Joshua chapter, when God said to Joshua, Moses is dead, bring these people to the promised land. Then the book shall not, verse 8, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but shall meditate therein day and night, that thou shalt and mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Amen?
Yes.
Then shall have good success. Then and shall have good success.
Right.
These are the benefits of those people who stand and sit and walk in the Word of God. Amen? That's why David said, what can cleanse the young people? Is putting the Word in our hearts. Amen? The word of God is the light unto the... I want to see it. The last verse is... Okay, the word is... The lamp? Yes? Merciful of God. Okay. My soul, 25. My soul cleaveth unto dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. So... One day he said, Paul said one day, if this body will return to dust, God had prepared us a body, a glorious body.
Amen.
That is, if my soul cleaveth unto the dust, quicken thou me according to thy word. Amen?
Yes.
Okay, and so one good also. Verse 9, Psalm 119, verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. According to thy word. Now, another is the one I have. I put my word in my heart. Yes? What is it? Huh? Okay. There is one Psalm 119 verse 164. Great peace have. No. Yes. Seven times a day do I praise thee because thy righteousness, for because of the righteous judgment, seven times a day do I praise. Amen. Seven times a day do I praise because of your righteous judgment. Psalm 119, verse 164. This is all about how good are the people of God. that trust in the Word of God and had revelation. Huh? Important thing is to have revelation, because Paul was giving us admonition in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15. Wherefore I also after heard of your faith, okay, and in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you unto the Lord. Making mention every one of you in my prayers. Ah. Well, the prayer of Paul is, God, give them more faith, give them more love. Is it? Or that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of Him. And that's why in Revelation chapter 1, the third part of it is, and all things that He saw. Huh? First is the Word of God to the prophet, the testimony of Jesus Christ. Yes, but was written by those apostles, but now this, all things that He saw. John saw all things.
Right.
It is for you to know. It is for us. Amen. To understand. How to understand that all things must be declared unto us clear. It is by the works of the Holy Ghost in every church today. Huh? That's why God above us, God with us, and God in us.
Amen.
And what Brother Branham said, Jesus came back in the form of the Holy Ghost. He is guiding us now. He is guiding us into all truth. Amen. And He will give us the understanding of what the things that David saw, that it, oh no, 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 Daniel saw, Lord, I cannot understand. I said, look, those things, brother. Yeah. And to that. Huh?
Yeah.
Because in the end, there are people who can understand what you saw. This is not for you, Daniel. Okay. This is for the end time message believer in this last hour before the rapture.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. And let us praise the Lord and give the glory, because Amen. God works in grace in the beginning, in the middle, and in the last day, still grace is sufficient for us. Amen.
Praise
to those people who are humble and clinging for His leading. Amen. So let us thank the Lord for this afternoon fellowship, and we give thanks. Do you love that song? Give thanks, we have been for that. Yes. And we will praise the Lord. And we give glory to the things that God.
Give thanks to the grateful heart.
Yes, what is it?
Give thanks to the grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because His name, Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks.
Translate for me in Cebuano of Sayas. So you know how he preached. He preached better in Sayas than Cebuano. Interpret now, huh? You know, the 12 spies,
ang mga dusi ka mga spia,
when they went into the promised land,
sa yuta ang isa,
they came out,
Sila ang bigawas.
They give a report.
Naghatag sila ang
ilang berita. And then the spies.
O ang dosik ng mga.
Told the people.
Nagsulti
sa tao. We can't take that land.
Dili na tumanggol
ang yuta. Because there were giants there.
Tungod kay Laliha ang
kanon. But Caleb and Joshua.
Apan si Joshua ang
sila. They said we can.
Ato mahimo.
Why?
Nga.
Ten of them could not believe that God has given them the promise.
Ang napuno ng mga ispiyan dili makatuwa sa gihatag.
That the land belongs to them. But the two spies could believe.
Apan duha ka mga ispiya naniwala.
The God gave them the promise.
And Dios nagbigay sa kanila.
The land belongs to them.
Alang kanila tanan.
One thing is simple.
Sa kabutang yano.
The ten spies look at the problem they have to face.
Ang mga napuno ka mga ispiya nagtanaw sa mga problema nga ilang makita.
Too much problem.
Taghan problema.
We have to fight those giants.
Kaya itong awayon ang mga.
And we are just like grasshoppers.
Kita lang mga
But Caleb and Joshua,
but the Joshua, the Caleb,
they don't look at problems.
Wala sila nagtanaw sa mga problema.
They look at land filled with milk and honey.
Tanaw nilang yuta nga puno sa dugos.
The land that God promised.
Ang yuta nga gisaad kanila.
So they have the faith.
Dihay ilang pagtuo.
They have the revelation.
Dunay ilang kapahayagan.
That's why.
Mahinungdan.
God made Joshua the leader.
Ang Diyos na gamit na himo kang Joshua nga leader.
And Caleb,
ug si Caleb
is second in command.
Ikaduha niya nga tawo.
And that's the difference.
Ug mo na ang kailang ka.
No matter how few men, how few the believers are.
Bisan pa unsa siya ang mga tuko,
they can look to the promise of God.
Makatanaw siya saad sa Diyos.
Surely we can take what belongs to us.
Makuha nato ang apara kanato.
That which God promised us.
Mula ang saad kanato.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let us
pray. Thank you,
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We ask for your blessing, even that word that be preached to us, ministered to us. Can you take those words, Father? Break it further down to us.
Yes, sir.
We know, Lord, lots of things, O Father, that you have shown us in thy word. And there's so much thing, O Lord, that we have sinned. We know, Lord, we are blessed people. And but the thing that we have sinned, O Father, that even John saw those things that is given to him and is recorded down in this last book of your precious sacred word, Lord. We know those are great treasures, those are great mysteries, O Father, that we are now beginning to understand more and more in this last day. And we thank you, Lord, that which we have received from you, may we, like King David say, oh, the word that he received from you, Father, we can say the same, that we can keep in our heart.
Yes.
That we will not sin against thee.
Yes.
That we will meditate in, O Father, day and night. We thank you, Father, for this few hours of time today. Bless the word, Father, and those that will hear it and listen to it, Father, on the website, on the line, we pray that you bless them too. Lord, we know they need to understand. And try to adjust to understand, brother, ourselves, the accent, Father. It will be a challenge for them too, Lord, if they desire to know the truth. And knowing the Father, only your Spirit is the one that reveals, the Spirit will guide them into understanding. And we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we give you all the thanks and praise. Amen. 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 All right, one song that we dismiss from here. Take the name of Jesus with you.